Proclamation number 4066 of 19th of June, 1947. End of an epoch, no further development in the hereafter, but banishment. The earthly path the soul has to cover is only unique during a redemption period, i.e., that the soul develops upwards from the most solid matter into the stage as a human being. That it always stays on earth, i.e., in earthly creations, during this time of development. But with the end of human existence, the soul also concludes this earthly course of development and then enters the spiritual kingdom, irrespective of its state of maturity. For the spiritual kingdom accepts perfect and also imperfect beings, only that the spheres are completely different. Thus there are spheres of light and also constant eternal darkness, that the souls which dwell in the dark spheres can now also mature. This only requires infinitely much more time because the beings in the state of imperfection lack strength. And there is great danger that they will sink even deeper due to their weakness of will, because the dark forces have an effect on them and try to pull them down into darkness. But then it is the soul's own fault, for it has possibilities of help through God's love and grace, so that it can just as well strive upwards. The beings of light assist it and also let their rays shine into the darkness in order to awaken the desire for light in the souls, which then begins the ascent. Thus, in the beyond, in the spiritual kingdom, there is still the possibility to step out of the state of imperfection into the state of perfection and to continue the development missed on earth in the spiritual kingdom. But it is different with the expiry of a redemption period. Then there is no further development in the spiritual kingdom, but only an upward development beginning on the lowest level, which again necessitates the course through the entire creation of earth. For then the soul has reached a low which makes it impossible for it to stay in spiritual spheres and which therefore results in banishment in the solid form. This low level occurs when the soul completely gives itself to God's adversary, when it takes action against God itself by opposing everything spiritual on earth, thus trying to displace God to a certain extent. This is the degree which no longer allows for upward development in the spiritual kingdom, which can indeed also be experienced by souls which do not stay on earth until the lost end but have already departed before. Yet God's love and mercy does not allow the spiritual being to fall entirely into Satan's hands. He once again leaves the being free to change its will, and he banishes it in the new creation and thereby withdraws Satan's power over it. He in a manner of speaking releases it from Satan's bonds and gives it a bondage which is subject to his will, and his will is truly intent on the being's redemption, not on eternal bondage. In the beyond, however, an ascent from the spiritual low would no longer be possible because the soul has completely sold itself to Satan through its bondage and it is completely powerless in the spiritual kingdom and would never turn its will upwards. But since the upward development in the spiritual kingdom is likewise dependent on the being's will, it would either remain eternally in the completely lightless and powerless state or sink even further, which would certainly also result in a hardening of the spiritual substance but in such an infinitely long time that no calculations could be used for it, and what this means cannot be assessed by the human being as such. Consequently, if a period of development is interrupted and replaced by a new period, then this is a work of God's greater than great love for his living creations, for he wants to shorten their time of suffering, even though the beings themselves still determine the length of time they need for their perfection, because the period of free will always replaces the time of the state of constraint, and the former can now be utilized or passed up uselessly. The will is always decisive, both during the time of development on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom, and God knows when the will has reached the necessary strength to strive upwards. Many people already lose their temporal life before the end of a redemption period, but those who remain behind and still experience the last day on earth are either God-bound or complete devils for whom an ascent in the spiritual kingdom has become impossible due to their spiritual low. And therefore, the last judgment will separate the goats from the sheep. Only good and evil people will exist to be judged. God will call the good to himself and let them experience the new earth in paradise, while the wicked will receive their punishment, and yet this, too, will only prove God's love and mercy. For he also wants to make them blessed one day, because he does not want anything to be separated from him forever that has been is from the beginning. Amen.